You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hawk, before I get into sports headlines, you mentioned that yesterday you went to go watch Superman. I imagine there was a long line, right? Because it premiered last night.
No, that was the thing. So we get off the show at 6. Okay. I go on the iPick app. Now, I can't imagine that this is a good sign for the Superman movie. I go on the iPick app, and I see that there's some seats. Not great, but like, you know, the iPick, it's got the recliners. They do the table service, you know, all that stuff. So it was like row B, but it's not horrible. It wasn't row A. And so I asked Lori and DJ, I'm like, you guys want to go? It starts at 6:30. Like, we could walk over right now. I go, okay. So we walk over. And even the 7 o'clock showing had some seats available. Like, it wasn't what you'd think on a summer blockbuster Thursday night opening. Like, it wasn't what you think. I will tell you this, though. I could not have enjoyed it more. It is, in my opinion, one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
Really?
And you know, I'm not a big superhero guy, and I don't want to give away any spoilers. I don't even want to talk about the vibe of the movie, so I'm not going to. All I'm going to tell you is this. About 3 nights before we went, Lee Sterling sent me a text. Are you planning to see the Superman movie with your family? And I said, yeah, probably at some point. Like, it wasn't anything that, you know, it was obviously last night, like, it was spur of the moment, but I knew we'd see it at some point. And he said, I got to see a sneak preview at a theater down in Miami. Don't waste your time. He called it top 5 worst movie he's ever seen.
Wow.
So I get to the movie last night. I text him a picture. I go, hey, we're seeing Superman. And he texts me back. He's like, hey, right when it's over, text me your rating, -10 to 0. Like, he, and so my expectations are low. I'm telling you, from minute one, I was enraptured and I didn't want the movie to end. That's how good I thought it was.
Wow. That's fun. Cause you have a high, well, if it doesn't have to do with gambling, you like gambling movies, but you have a high level.
Right. I'm not one who just says, oh, it's the greatest. Oh, it's the greatest. Oh, it's the greatest. And I just loved it. I would see it again tonight. That's how much I loved that movie.
We might have to go see it. Like I said, if we're going to Tampa, taking the kids to Tampa, dropping Ava off at IMG.
They will love it.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
Well, I want a spoiler because the only part of the movie – the preview that I can't believe.
Don't say anything. I'm not talking about it.
You got to tell me how that little ass dog drugged that grown ass man back home. You got to tell me that little dog drugged that grown ass man through the snow.
I have no idea what you're talking about. See the movie. No spoilers. There's going to be nothing coming out of my mouth. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Well, is it a super dog? Is the dog super dog?
Got to see the movie, man.
I ain't got no money like that. How much it cost?
Gotta say, this is something I was gonna bring up, by the way. Lee Sterling just texted me. I want you to read on the text line what people thought of it. I can't be that off. Let me see.
On Twitter, first of all, I didn't know a Superman movie was coming out until last night. People start posting seated for Superman. Zachary Weinberger, who covers the Miami Heat, he was like seated for Superman. And then he posted, hey, like his review, 7 out of 10. He thought it was entertaining, but it was a bit flawed. So then I
saw Alf last night posted, saw Superman, thought it was good, not great.
Yeah. But the Rotten Tomatoes is like 82% this morning. When I was just looking at it,
that's
up,
good.
And I'm like, all right, well, that's decent for a superhero movie. So I've never watched a Superman movie ever. Like, I've never watched the original Clark Kent movie, nothing. The only thing I ever watched was Smallville back when it was on TV. So I want to watch a Superman movie. I'll probably
to
go
me,
watch.
To me, this was a quintessential Superman movie, but that's all I'm saying. That's I don't want to say anymore because I know people want to see it and I don't want to do anything that could lead you anywhere. But I'm telling you, I loved it. Loved. But here's the thing. So we go to the iPick. Guess a spur of the moment. No joke. Guess how much it was. The three of us, me, Lori, DJ. Three seats at the iPick. Again, it's the, you know, the waiter and waitress service at your table and full dinners and whatever. So three seats. Lori and I both had chicken Caesar wraps.
Ooh.
I know Solana loves that. That's his new thing for the summer.
It is.
DJ had some sort of sandwich, like a club sandwich or something. I had a Coke Zero. And I think Lori and DJ had waters. Oh, they also had a pretzels appetizer, like a pretzel. Oh, and DJ and I both got popcorns.
And DJ Triple Crown Royal.
No, I was thinking about getting an Aperol Spritz, but I figured, nah, I want to concentrate on the movie.
Crowder, he kind of made it seem like they didn't get anything. Like, oh,
no.
But now you guys had a five-course meal.
So we each calamari. Got an entree.
Flan.
I was your team having two desserts.
We got
table side guac.
That would be great, a movie theater table.
Bananas Foster. What in the world are y'all doing at the movies?
Oh, three entrees, two popcorns, one appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Three tickets, three dinners. What do you think last night cost me?
$1,100. Over $200.
Yeah, $210.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, huh?
That's crazy. Just like a spur of the moment, hey, let's go see a movie together.
But it's not.
$110.
It
was $80 for the three movie tickets. Mm-hmm. And then $100, you know, and then the tip for the, right. So $210.
But Crowder, if I'm going out to Friday night tonight, I'm going to take my fiance to a nice dinner. I'll spend, you know, $200 in Miami. Yeah. Wherever.
No, I understand that, but in your mind, though, you go, hey, I'm going out to a nice restaurant in Miami. Like, I'm just telling you, like, I didn't complain about it, but it is kind of shocking to go, hey, you want to go see Superman? Yeah, let's go see Superman. $210 later.
But Solana, are you talking about like Gecko and Komodo and Sexy Fish? Or are we talking about
Hey, you're not going to Applebee's and spending $200.
Well, hey, Chili's, Triple Dipper, I'll throw down four or five of those, man. No, but my point is, like, I imagine at the iPick, Hawk, the food you were getting, the chicken Caesar wraps, it's not gourmet, but I'm sure it's good. It's like served.
Terrible. Honestly, the worst chicken Caesar wrap.
All right.
And the thing was, I wanted to eat healthy. You remember I saw the national championship game at the iPick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disparage the iPick because I like that theater. But I got the chicken Caesar wrap when we saw the national championship game. Do you remember I came back and I was like, the food was terrible? Like, yeah. It was the driest chicken Caesar wrap I'd ever had. And I'm trying not to eat like super crappy because I did in Chicago. So I'm like, all right, I've got to even things out. So they have a buffalo chicken wrap. That's a July special. So I said to the girl, like, which one's better? She goes, the buffalo chicken wrap is better. And I knew that because I'd had the Caesar wrap before. She goes, but the buffalo chicken wrap is fried. The chicken Caesar wrap is grilled chicken.
Healthy.
So I said, okay, give me the chicken Caesar wrap. And then I said, no fries. Can you can I get vegetables? And she said, yeah, we have green beans. Perfect. Didn't even bring a fork. So I ate green beans like French fries during the movie. Like just eating one green bean after another, like French fries, which, by the way, is not a substitute for fries. I can tell you,
wonderful,
I can tell
Thursday
you from experience.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite the, but that the movie was so good. I just loved it from minute one. I really did. I absolutely loved it. I don't want to tell you the reasons why I loved it so much, because I think that might give stuff away. So I'll save that for another day. But yeah, anyway, if you want to see me on Sunday, I'll be watching the World Club, Club World Cup Championship there. I got a chicken Caesar. I'm in Roby.
Tell me about the dog.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No.
That's all I want to know.
Go see the movie.
Between me, I just need to know about the
nothing,
dog.
Don't even worry about the dog. The dog.
But he says, take me home, and he's half dead.
Oh,
little
bitty
white
anything.
Dog. That dog's a super dog. I know it. I see it in your eyes.
Fans.
I don't think that's a secret. That's like saying, I think Superman can fly. Like, I don't think that's a secret.
The dog can fly too.
Fans of Superman know about the dog,
right? That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a secret. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's not. You know, it's not a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, the dog flies?
I'm not telling you anything. I just told you. I'm not. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I just want to know. I've seen. Is there a lot of Superman movies? I've seen way more Batman movies than Superman movies.
Right. So DC, I don't think, makes as many movies as Marvel does. But yeah. There were, you know, in the 80s, the Christopher Reeve Superman movies. And then recently there were the, what was the guy's name? He was really good at it.
Good looking white boy.
Yes.
Pretty. Yeah. I don't know his name.
The heck was the guy's name?
Henry Cavill or something?
Yeah. Henry Cahill. Cavill. Cavill. Hey, Cavill. I don't know.
That's the recent guy that was fighting J-Lo's ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. When Ben Affleck was Batman.
Batman.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman.
Oh. I thought you meant in real life.
They probably don't like each other. They're too good looking. They can't be in the same room.
I mean, Lee Sterling, he doesn't know about movies, and now he's telling me Applebee's is possibly the worst chain still in business. How dare you, Lee? Can't get a finer meal than your neighborhood Applebee's.
Isn't that Applebee's down the road from the old studio?
Yes. My wife used to call it Crapplebee's. she used to have to go there for like work when she was a pharmaceutical rep. It was like the only thing in Boynton in her area. What'd you have for lunch? Crapplebee's.
They opened up those Applebee's, Applebee's and IHOP combo restaurants. Remember? They opened up like the...
Not really. That's an interesting combo.
Yeah, we talked about it like a year
I think
ago.
We did. Yeah, now that you're saying that. They still exist?
I think there's one or two in the United States. Like the first one opened up in Texas and they're trying to expand them. They opened some up in Europe as well, in other countries.
I think Applebee's like said to themselves, hey, is there any place that has worse service than we do? And it was like IHOP. Okay, put them in the restaurants and it'll make Applebee's look that much better. Nothing beats those pigs in a blanket at IHOP, man. Holy mackerel.
Walk in the club and stand next to the ugly guy.
Exactly what it is.
Make yourself the looker.
That's exactly what it is. All right, give us sports headlines, Solana.
I'm planning on going to see Jurassic World Rebirth, by the way. That's what I'm doing this
week. Well, that was my real thought last night because, you know, none of us were doing anything last night. And so I thought Superman was going to be sold out. And so we'd go see Jurassic Park Rebirth, which is just getting torched as one of the worst movies ever made, which makes me want to see it that much more because they've all been garbage since the original two. Like garbage, like just absolute garbage.
Dominion and World.
Minion from...
Jurassic Park Dominion.
Jurassic World Dominion. Yeah, because they did three.
I don't remember that one.
Three iterations of Jurassic World.
Yeah, I see it every time, and it gets worse and worse and worse. But that was my thought was Superman was going to be sold out, and so we'll go see Jurassic World.
Right.
But Superman had tickets.
I got to see the super. I love Jurassic Parks.
Me too.
Oh, me too. Because they're terrible.
I like humans to be the prey. It's weird. Asia tells me too. Like, I like movies when humans are out of control and the animals or something just starts tearing their ass up.
Could probably do a psych eval on that, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychoanalysis involved.
Because
in that
we always are in control and mess up everything in the world and pollute and make things go extinct. And then the animals swing it back on us. I enjoy the change of power.
You like being dominated, I think.
Femdom. Little dino dom.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.